woman whose only offense was to say no. 3 years later, Leif went to prison for another beating, one that got bargained down to manslaughter. But this had nothing to do with me. I had the lease by then. My maternal grandmother always tells me that every man gets what he deserves. 13 years earlier, I was a cop, too. I would have tried to put Leif in prison for the first assault, but that's just me. Not everyone sees the rules the same. The law is a flexible thing, on both sides of the line, influenced by circumstance, character, and, of course, wealth or lack of same. My particular problem with women was, at one time, my desire for them. It didn't take but a smile and wink for me, Detective First Class Joe King Oliver, to walk away from my duties and promises, vows and common sense, for something, or just the promise of something, that was as transient as a stiff breeze, a good beer, or a street that couldn't maintain its population. For the last 13 years, I've been somewhat less influenced by my sexual drives. I still appreciate the opposite, sometimes known as the fairer sex. But the last time I acted on instinct, I ran into so much trouble that I believed I was pretty much cured of my roaming ways. Her name was Natalie Malcolm. She was a modern-day Tallulah Bankhead with a husky voice, quick wit, and that certain something that defined the long-ago starlet. My dispatcher, the same Sergeant Gladstone Palmer, called via cell phone to give me the assignment. "It should be easy, Joe," Palmer assured me. "It's basically a favor for the Chief of D's. But I'm on that port side thing, Glad. Little Exeter always makes his move on Wednesdays." "That means he'll be doing it next Wednesday and the one after that," my sergeant reasoned. Gladstone and I had come through the academy together. He was white Irish and I was a deep shade of brown, but that never affected our friendship. "I'm close, Glad," I said. "Real close."
"That may very well be, but Bennett's in a hospital bed with a punctured lung and Brewster messes up 2 out of every 5 collars. You need a point or two on your sheet this year anyway. You spend so much time at the docks, you don't make half the arrests you need to keep your numbers up to snuff."
He was right. The one place the law was not flexible was in statistics. Criminal arrests and convictions, the retrieval of stolen property, and competent investigation that leads to crime solution were what our professional careers hinged on. I had a big case in front of me, but it might be a year before I could wrap it up. "What's the offense?" I asked.
"GTA.
"Just one cop for a chop shop?"
"Natalie Malcolm stole a Benz from Tremont Bendix of the Upper East Side."
"A woman car thief?"
"Order came from up top. I guess Bendix got friends. It's just a single woman lives alone in Park Slope. They say the car is parked in front of the brownstone. All you have to do is ring the bell and slap on some cuffs."
"You got paper on her?"
"It'll be waiting for you at the station. And King."
"What?" Glad only used my middle name when he wanted to make a point.
"Don't mess it up. I'll send you a text with all the details."
The purple Benz was parked in front of her place. It had the right plates. I looked at the front door flanked by full-length windows that were swathed in yellow curtains. I remember thinking that was the easiest arrest I'd ever been sent on.
"Yes,"
she said, opening the door maybe a minute after I rang. Her tan eyes seemed to be staring through a fog at me. She had red hair, and the rest, pure Tallulah. My grandmother likes old movies. When I visit her in the Lower Manhattan retirement home, we watch the old love stories and comedies on TCM. "Ms. Malcolm," I said.
"Yes?"
"I'm Detective Oliver. I have a warrant for your arrest."
"Your what?"
I took out the leather fold with my shield and ID. These I showed her. She looked, but I'm not sure she registered anything. "Tremont Bendix claims you stole his car."
"Oh,"
she sighed and shook her head slightly.
"Come in, Detective. Come in."
I could have grabbed her right there, put on the restraints while reciting her rights as the Supreme Court detailed them. But this was a soft arrest, and the lady was feeling tender, vulnerable. Anyway, little Exeter Barrett had already connected with the captain of the Sea Frog. The shipment of heroin wouldn't be in for a few more days. I was a good cop, the kind of officer who had yards of patience and lost his temper only when threatened physically by some suspect. And even then, I took no joy in beating him after he'd been subdued and